In Argentina, banks and foreign exchange markets were closed today as the government of President Eduardo Duhalde scrambled to save the country's battered financial system. As a result, Argentinians are unable to withdraw money from their bank accounts or move funds out of the country. There's no word on when financial institutions will reopen. Larry Roeder of the New York Times joins us by phone from Buenos Aires to talk about the situation. How are people getting by? How are they getting money to buy food and pay the rent?
Well, I mean, there is no new money circulating right now. That's the situation. The banks are closed. The foreign exchange houses are closed. The ATMs have run out of money. So everybody is trying to stretch the money that they have in hand as far as they can, and that means not spending it on anything except necessities.
And on the streets, there's no rioting. Are the streets quiet? Are people going about their business, or what's happening?
Well, there's very little business to be done at the moment, but people are not rioting. I think they want to see how this is going to play out in Congress. The president is saying that he is willing to lift the bank holiday if Congress will approve a bill that would transform all certificates of deposit into long-term bonds.
So what he's saying is that people's savings that are in the form of CDs in the bank would be automatically, by government fiat, turned into long-term bonds?
Yep, bonds of 5 to 10 years.
I can imagine that people wouldn't be very happy about that.
That is putting it mildly. You know, after everything that's happened here since December, first the dollar deposits being converted into pesos at an unfavorable rate, then the peso being floated against the dollar so that your deposits in dollar terms are now worth between a quarter and a third of what they were in December. And now this, people are absolutely disgusted.
Does the government believe that this plan, converting people's CDs into bonds, would actually solve this crisis?
I think that the situation here is so extreme that the government's not thinking long term. It's a measure that would get them through the week, the month. And that's what the focus is on right now. It's a desperation measure that reflects a desperate situation of a government that can't get money from abroad, can't cut a deal with the IMF because the terms are so tough. And so out of lack of alternatives, this is what they have decided upon.
Just how bad is it economically in Argentina? I mean, the country's been in recession for several years now. Has this become a full-fledged depression?
I think that's the only word you can apply. I mean, the IMF is now suggesting that the economy is going to contract by 10 to 15% this year, which is much larger than the level of recession that the country's been through for the last 4 years. And you have to remember that this is a country that had a pretty high level of income. It has historically been a middle-class country, unlike a lot of other countries in Latin America. So this fall hurts more because you're falling from a higher level.
Does the government have a long-term plan?
Well, Duhalde said in an interview that was published this morning that there is no plan B, by which I think he means that somehow they're going to have to come to an agreement with the IMF. Now, he's just turned around this afternoon and said, well, no, actually, you know, a deal with the IMF is going to cause the least pain. I don't think that this government's in the driver's seat at this point. They're reacting to all these outside forces that are buffeting them, trying to keep the ship afloat, really.
What's the view among Argentinians about the tough line that the international institutions and the United States are taking toward their crisis?
There is resentment of the international community, but that degree of irritation is by far surpassed by the anger at the political class here in Argentina itself.
Thanks very much, Larry.
My pleasure.
Larry Roeder of the New York Times speaking to us from Buenos Aires.